This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. He told reporters Monday that authorities are investigating right now who is responsible for the attacks that happened early Saturday morning. The president spoke to reporters in the Oval Office Monday afternoon during a meeting with the Crown Prince of Bahrain. Trump said that he does not want war with Iran.
I'm not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to.
But he said Washington will support its ally, Saudi Arabia.
That was an attack on Saudi Arabia, and that wasn't an attack on us. But we would certainly help them. They've been a great ally. They spend $400 billion in our country over the last number of years.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the United States could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam, collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank over the protests of Palestinian leaders if he wins his close re-election bid Tuesday. Netanyahu is facing his toughest political fight to win a record fifth term to stay in power, even as he's confronting possible corruption charges. Israel is staging its second national vote in less than 6 months. Netanyahu has not been able to put together a parliamentary majority. You're listening to VOA News.